It's a bright morning. It's a bright morning. It's a bright morning. It's a bright morning. Bright morning. Morning.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. Fa'audhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of Mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind صلى الله عليه وسلم is very beautifully reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon that person, 10 of his sins are forgiven, and his rank is elevated 10 times. Subhanallah, subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamun alayki ya sayyidi ya habibi ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, an-nurin min nurillah. Marhaba, khushamdir. Welcome to one and all to another beautiful and exciting episode in silsila of this beautiful series known as A Bright Morning. Alhamdulillah, in the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, before any good action, we first make good intentions. And the reason and the hikmat and the wisdom behind it, I would say, is that for indeed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi, the intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why first, before we begin everything, we start by making good intentions. Because you can make lots of good intentions, and inshallah azza wa jal, you will get reward for all of those intentions, alhamdulillah. So let's make good intentions, and inshallah we'll listen to today's discussion from beginning to end. We'll pass the message on to others. We'll act upon whatever we are learning. We'll inshallah, whenever we hear the name of Allah, we'll glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll hear the blessed name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We recite durood, salutations, salawat, salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, all these kind of beautiful and good intentions we can make. Remember, the more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, 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 subhanallah. Today, we are also going to speak about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But today we will be, inshallah, speaking about this divine, this blessed and unique personality who is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only the mercy, you know, for one nation. In fact, he is the mercy to all the worlds, to all the universes. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, I am referring to none other than our beloved and most noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Muhammad and Mustafa, Ahmad and Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is rahmatul lil alameen. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Today we'll be discussing this beautiful personality. Inshallah, what is the meaning of rahmatul lil alameen? And what excellences come that when my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmatul lil alameen, then, you know, what is his maqam, his status, his shan, inshallah. We'll be discussing this very briefly, inshallah. So, but before we discuss it, as we know in the beginning of the episode, we do listen to a beautiful kalam and a praise in the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the beloveds of Allah subhanallah. So inshallah, today now we'll take a small break and we'll listen to a beautiful kalam and the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the praise of the beloveds of Allah, and we'll move towards this beautiful kalam, and inshallah azza wa jal, once we return, then we will be carrying on our beautiful discussion, which is rahmatul lil alameen, the mercy to the whole universe. This is our beloved and most noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Mustafa, 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 ya Rasul Allah. میرے لہجے میں بدرو دو جا مشعل مدحة مصطفى مشعل مدحة مصطفى هل اندھیریکم جگمگا دوں
ایسی اکنات لکھنے کی یا رب مجھ کو توفیق دے زندگی ایسی ایک نعت لکھنے کی یا رب مجھ کو توفیق دے زندگی میں ان کی زلفوں کی خوشبو سونگھاؤں ان کی زلفوں کی خوشبو سونگھاؤں ان کے قدموں کی آہٹ بتا دوں
میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ جگمگا دوں
وہ میری شاعری میرا فن ہے میں سخن ہوں وہ جان سخن ہے وہ میری شاعری میرا فن ہے میں سخن ہوں وہ جان سخن ہے اپنا سب کچھ انہی کا دیا ہے اپنا سب کچھ انہی کا دیا ہے اپنا سب کچھ انہی پر لوٹا دوں
میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں
قافلے جا رہے ہیں مدینے اور حسرت سے میں تک رہا قافلے جا رہے ہیں مدینے اور حسرت سے میں تک رہا ہوں یا لپٹ جاؤں قدموں سے ان کے یا لپٹ جاؤں قدموں سے ان کے یا قضا کو پھر اپنی صدا دوں
میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں
میری بخشش کا ساماں یہی ہے میرے دل کا بھی ارماں یہی ہے میری بخشش کا ساماں یہی ہے میرے دل کا بھی ارماں یہی ہے ایک دن ان کے روزے پہ جا کر ایک دن ان کے روزے پہ جا کر ان کی نعتیں انہیں کو سنا دوں
میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں
ہے تمنا کے ڈھل جاؤں یا رب پہ کرے اسوہ مصطفیٰ میں ہے تمنا تمنا کہ ڈھل جاؤں یا رب پہ کرے اسوائے مصطفیٰ میں مسکراؤں اگر سنگ بر سے مسکراؤں اگر سنگ بر سے ہر برے کو بھلی سے دعا دوں
میرے لفظوں میں شمس و ضحا ہے میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا مشعلِ مدحت مصطفیٰ مشعلِ مدحت مصطفیٰ
آئے جب ان کی سواری حدیب ان کے قدموں کے نیچے کاش آئے جب ان کی سواری حدیب ان کے قدموں کے نیچے کھینچ کر روح کو تن سے باہر کھینچ کر روح کو تن سے باہر اس کی چادر بنا کر بچھا دوں
میرے لفظوں میں شمس و ضحا ہے میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا مشعلِ مدحت مصطفیٰ مشعلِ
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد نور من نور اللہ. سبحان اللہ. Welcome back to our silsila and our episode. And for those that are watching us, you'll know that before this beautiful kalam, we said that today we will be discussing the mercy to the entire universe, to all the worlds, and that is none other than our beloved and most noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Remember the beloved and noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very beautifully mentions in the 17th para. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم وما ارسلناک الا رحمة للعالمین. And we have not sent you, O beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy to all the worlds. Subhanallah. To all the worlds, to all the universes. My beloved, you are a mercy, you are rahmat. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Remember, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mercy for all the prophets, for all the rusuls, for all the messengers, for all the angels. Rahmat in this world, rahmat for jinnat, rahmat for human beings, rahmat for believers, mercy for believers and mercy for unbelievers as well. Subhanallah. Likewise, hayawanat, nabatat, jamadat, you know, all those solid things, all the animals, all the plants, for all of these things, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmat as well. In other words, the meaning is that whatever is in this world, in this universe, in all the worlds, for each and every atom basically, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mercy to each and everything. Subhanallah. That's why Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu very beautifully mentions, and he says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's being rahmat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being rahmat in this ayat, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So him being rahmat, this is عام, it is common. What does common mean? He says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmat for those that have iman, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmat for those that don't have iman, means for the disbelievers. And likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmat in this world, and he is rahmat in the hereafter as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah. He says there is rahmat as a believer, means for that believer My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a rahmat in this world and in the hereafter. In this world, he gets the mercy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and in the hereafter. And for a disbeliever, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is rahmat in this world. And how is that? That because of the mercy of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the disbeliever is protected and saved from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is protected from being sunk into the earth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is protected from, you know, his face being disfigured or his face being distorted. And likewise, he is saved from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the mercy of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah. If you have to look at the previous Anbiya alayhim as-salam, there were some people that when they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they got sucked into the earth. Likewise, some people's faces just distorted. They turn into monkeys, into swines. And the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came upon some people. But my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he arrived to this world, then his mercy became common. Because of his mercy, even the mu'mineen, the believers are enjoying, alhamdulillah. But even the kuffar, the disbelievers, they are also enjoying the part of the mercy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That because of his mercy, they are not receiving any punishment. Their punishment is delayed until the hereafter. Their faces don't get distorted. They don't get sunk into the earth. And these kind of incidents do not happen with them. Subhanallah. And all the credit goes to the mercy to all the worlds. Muhammad Mustafa, Ahmad Mujtaba sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Very beautifully, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, he mentions and he says, you know, in this ayat, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mercy to al-alameen, to all the worlds. So what is alam? Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan very beautifully says, he says, alam is ma siwa Allah, or ma siwa Allah. Everything which exists besides the Zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means besides Allah and His divine qualities, everything is known as alam. So the angels will come under alam, the jinnat will come under alam, the animals will come under alam, the plants will come under alam, the sky will come under alam, the rain, the water, the sea, the oceans, the rivers, the animals, the plants, the insects, the birds, we, the human beings, the Anbiya, the Prophets, the Rusul, the Awliya, the Aqtab, the Ghaus, the Jinnat, everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His divine qualities, everything is known as Alam. It will come under the category of Alam. So if my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmatul lil alameen, he is mercy to al alameen, then everything which will come an alameen, he is mercy to that thing. And as we mentioned, alameen means everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means other than the Zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Besides the Zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mercy to each and every atom in the entire universe, in the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah ta'ala mentions, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Lord, the Rabb of Al-Alameen, of all the worlds. Okay? So whichever thing and for whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb and creator, for that thing, for that individual and for that specific thing, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmat. Allah, 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 subhanallah. How great and how vast is the mercy of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. All the angels, the jinnat, the anbiya, the prophets, the rasul, everything falls under the mercy of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And everything is muhtaj and needy of the mercy of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the extent that even Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, they are needy of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We will be discussing a few more points on this beautiful topic with regards to my Nabi being the mercy to all the worlds. Subhanallah, inshallah. But before that, we'll just listen to some few beautiful Madani pearls, Madani flowers, inshallah. And as soon as we return from this beautiful Madani package, I would say, then we'll discuss more about this beautiful points, inshallah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The companion Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, I was walking along with the merciful and compassionate Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam was holding my hand and another man was on the left of him. We came across two graves upon which he sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us, both of them in the graves are being tormented and they are not being tormented due to something major. Which one of you would bring me a branch? We both tried to precede each other and I beat him in bringing back a branch. Then the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, broke it along the length in two halves, planted one on each grave and declared, the torment of both will be reduced till these branches dry out and they are being punished because of backbiting and urine. Dear viewers of Madani channel, did you see that the two causes of the torment of the grave are committing backbiting and not protecting oneself from the droplets of urine? Alas, our weak body cannot even bear a minor scratch, a prick of thorn, the heat of the sun, or a mild fever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we seek your forgiveness from the impurity of the droplets of urine on our clothes or body. We repent from backbiting, telltelling, and all major and minor sins. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be eternally pleased with us and grant us forgiveness without any accountability. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamun alayki ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nurim min nurillah. My dear Islamic brothers, we were discussing this beautiful quality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is known as Rahmatul lil alameen, mercy to all the worlds. And very beautifully, ulama-i kiram and mufassireen-i kiram have taken out two beautiful points from this ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that my beloved, we have not sent you but as a mercy to all the worlds. Two very beautiful points are derived from this. Number one, it is mentioned that from this ayat you come to know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest and the most excellent in the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Imam Fakhruddin Razi, a very great mufassir of his time, one of the greatest mufassirs of this ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, he mentions very beautifully in Tafsir Kabir, his very, very famous tafsir. He says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mercy for all the alameen. So it is wajib that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is afdal, it is greater, the best amongst everyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mercy for everyone. Besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything and everyone in the alam, my Nabi is mercy for him. So if my Nabi is mercy for him or for that thing, then it is wajib and necessary that the status and the rank of my Nabi has to be above each and everything and each and everyone, each and every atom in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Likewise, very beautifully, in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, it is mentioned also that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko tamam jahano ke liye, Allah, 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 subhanallah, whether it is alam-e arwah or alam-e ajsam, zawil uqul or ghair zawil uqul, subhanallah, for all of them, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sent as a complete, perfect rahmat for each and everything in the entire universe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. And then it is mentioned, jo tamam alamo ke liye rahmat ho, to lazim hai ki wo tamam jahan se afzal. And whoever is sent as mercy for all the alam, for all the worlds, then it is necessary that he has to be afdal and greater than each and everything in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is mentioned in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, subhanallah. So two very beautiful tafasir. One is Tafsir Kabir by Imam Fakhruddin Razi, and one is Tafsir Ruhul Bayan by Allama Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And both of these tafasir mention that it is wajib and necessary that my Nabi has to be afdal, the most greatest in the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And number two, the beautiful point which we learn from this beautiful ayat of the Holy Quran that we have not sent you but as a mercy to all the worlds. We come to learn that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the means and the medium of attaining each and every goodness in both the worlds. Each and every goodness in this world and each and every goodness in the hereafter, the means and the medium is the zat of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In other words, the person who obeys Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will be successful in this world and he will be successful in the hereafter. He will gain the mercy of my Nabi in this world and he will gain the mercy of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hereafter as well. At the same time, the one who wants to reach the court of Allah, he first needs to go via, he needs to go to the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he can only reach the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. In other words, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the focal point. Whatever you want to do, you have to first go to the zat of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody can even think and assume that, you know, I'll reach the court of Allah by ma'adallah sidelining or taking out the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not possible, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has showed us the path that if you want to go in the court of Allah, you have to go via his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have to attain the mercy from the beloved Rasul. You have to ask for the mercy from the beloved Rasul, and then only you will become capable of presenting yourself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. And likewise, a disbeliever, he doesn't believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but still in this world, he will gain the mercy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How? That his punishment will be delayed until the hereafter and until the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is, you know, the beauty of the mercy of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the rank of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Sayyidi Murshidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan very beautifully says, and he says, Mustafa jaane rahmat pe laakho salam. Allah didn't say just rahmat, mercy. No, no, he said, Mustafa jaane rahmat. Then my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the jaan, the essence, the soul of the mercy, subhanallah, from the divine court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mustafa jaane rahmat pe laakho salam. Shami'i bazme hidayat pe laakho salam. Very, very famous salami, which is accepted by everyone across the globe, and everyone, you know, recites this beautiful salami, and it is accepted in the court of Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, and everyone across the globe accepts this, that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is jani rahmat. He is the essence and the soul of the divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. And that's why Allah Hazrat says, ba khuda khuda ka yahi hai dar, nahi aur koi mafar makar, jo waha se ho yahi aake ho, jo yaha nahi. That this is the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is automatically the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person shouldn't think that, you know, I'm going to the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma'adallah, I'm wasting my time or I'm doing something wrong, al-ayadu billah. No, no, no. Going to the court of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed, in effect, going to the blessed court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because once you are accepted in the court of my Nabi, inshallah you will be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jo waha se ho yahi aake ho, jo yaha nahi, wo waha nahi. And if you are not accepted here, you are rejected here, then by Allah, don't ever think that you can be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the mercy of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is how beautiful and how excellent and how necessary it is for us to receive the mercy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, we cannot receive the mercy of Allah without seeking for the mercy of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because indeed he is the personality who distributes the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you want the mercy from the court of Allah, you have to first go to the beloved Zat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will distribute and give you the bounties and the mercy from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Rabb hai mu'ti yeh hai qasim, rizq uska hai khilate yeh hai. And everything in this world, la wa rabbil arsh, jisko jo mila, unse mila, بڑھتی ہے کونین میں نعمت رسول اللہ کی. واٹ ایور یو ریسیوڈ ان دی واٹ ایور ایوری پرسن ریسیوز از اونلی تھرو دی صدقہ اینڈ دی وسیلہ آف دی بیلوڈ اینڈ موسٹ نوبل رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ, الحمد للہ. مائی ڈیئر اسلام برادرز, ود دیز فیو ورڈز وی کیم ٹو دی کنکلوژن آف ٹوڈیز سلسلہ اینڈ ٹوڈیز ایپیسوڈ. انفارچونیٹلی دی ٹاپک واز سو بیوٹیفل دیٹ دیر واز مینی مور پوائنٹس ٹو بی ڈسکسڈ ود ریگارڈز ٹو دی بیوٹیفل ذات آف مائی نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. بٹ نیور دا لیس, یار زندہ صحبت باقی. اگین اف یو گیٹ اے ٹائم اندر ڈے ان شاء اللہ ویل ڈسکس مور اباؤٹ دس بیوٹیفل پرسنالٹی. ٹوڈے آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو ٹیک یور اجازت at this beautiful point, and the message I want to leave you all with is that remember, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the focal point. And so if you want anything, you first go to the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then inshallah you go to the blessed court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is the one who will give you the bounties from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, instill the love of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of my Nabi is the base of your iman, the base of your the essence of your iman. Subhanallah, if you have this love, you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah you lose everything. We hope to see you soon inshallah, but with a different topic, something new, something exciting inshallah. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of you abundance of barakah, abundance of happiness. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
It's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, it's a bright morning.